Today's call is about business and social networking groups that you do live. So we're not talking about online. We're talking about face-to-face, toe-to-toe networking, okay? Now, some of you are saying, gosh, you know, I need to do more of that. Probably most of you need to do more of that. And I'm going to give you some specific easy ways, easy paths to systematize this. And again, the system is the solution. Anything in real estate, any of these folks that we're talking about works when you work it consistently. That is the key word to underline and tattoo on your forehead. Consistent work. Tim and I used to have this thing posted in our office that said, repetitious boredom pays off. You got to do the same stuff over and over and over to get the accumulation effect to work. So anything in real estate, I mean, I know agents, even now, most of you guys know we live in Nevada part-time and California part-time, especially in Orange County, California. I know agents here who are still living off of open houses as their only spoke. Now, how is that possible to make decent money just if all you know how to do is open houses and work buyers? Well, the key to their success, and some of them are very good at it. I'm always impressed when agents here hold open houses and ask questions and have a script they're using and make us sign in and do a little bit of pre-qualifying and go for the appointment. The key to their success, though, is that they do it every single weekend. They do it consistently, and they have great lead follow-up. Not all agents here, but there's probably three or four that are making a very good living with open houses, of all things, being their only spoke. Now, why do I use that as an example? Because that is fairly limited skill is required. And that shows you that anything you do in real estate, any spoke from the 60 spokes, works great when you work it great, okay? That means consistently. So everything that I'm teaching you in this class, there's not a thing where you can do it once, and that's just going to, you know, solve all of your income goals. Consistent work. So why is this important, this business and social networking, live social networking, why is this important? I want you to write this down. Number one, it helps you expand your center of influence and past client list painlessly. Remember from our past calls where we were talking about past clients and center of influence that 10% do business with you. 10% of 100 is 10, but 10% of 1,000 is 100. I would rather have you create 100 possible leads than just 10 throughout the year. You know, if you're only creating one lead a month from your past clients and centers of influence, if you're busy, that could easily get lost, forgotten about, et cetera. But if you have such a big list that your 10% is a lot of business, then you're going to be set. I have a new graduate student where she said, let's see, her stats from last year, she had 10 referrals. She had one from ads, 7 from REOs, 4 from her center of influence, and 3 from her website. I mean, look at how many referrals she got. That's fantastic, you know, and that's working it lightly. So number one, it allows you to expand your center of influence and past client list painlessly. Number two, it exposes your mindset, your business, and your practices to people outside of real estate, and that gives you insight and adds innovation to your practices, et cetera. It makes you think outside of your real estate world. Number three, it expands your center of influence as you expand your thinking, and that's something that's so necessary in the real estate world. You know, a lot of things have been done the same way for the past, 200 years in real estate. Expand yourself, expand your thinking, expose yourself to other businesses. Number four, real estate is a people business. Be in front of people like you, and you'll do more business in less time with fewer hassles. So that's why it's important. I mean, most of you guys get that. I always like to start out new spokes with why you should care. I find that you're more open when you get that. Okay, so again, number one, it expands your past clients and centers of influence. Remember that you should be getting 10% out of that list, and that between 10 and 20% of your business every year should come from this spoke. Number two, business and social live networking groups exposes you and your business to different practices. A lot of the things that we teach at Harris Real Estate University, the idea of spokes at all, that is not a real estate philosophy, guys. That is, I can't even remember where the original aha happened, but believe me when I tell you it didn't come from real estate, because in real estate, the belief is that your job is to put out fires every day and to wait for referrals to come in, and that everything is easy. Some of you guys got into real estate thinking it was so easy during the boom, and now you're having this big surprise attack that, gosh, you have to actually go out and earn the business. That's a crazy thought, right? So it exposes your mindset, your business, et cetera, to thoughts outside of real estate. Number three, it expands your center of influence as you expand your thinking. And number four, I mean, for gosh sakes, guys, real estate is a people business. The more people you're exposed to on a daily basis, obviously the more deals you're going to do, okay? You should have a goal. As a Harris Real Estate University student, minimum standard is to have a minimum of 20 conversations with decision-making adults about real estate in a variety of different spokes, fine, but 20 conversations per day minimum. It's a people business. So we're going to use this business and social networking group spoke to help you hit those goals. There are five rules to working this spoke. Number one, whatever you choose to do, and I'm going to give you five different ways to implement this, but number one, whatever you choose to do, you must do it consistently. You can't just try stuff out and say, well, I went to that meeting and I didn't get anything, okay? So number one, whatever you choose to do, do it consistently. Number two, for best results, choose a minimum of three different networks. So number one, do it consistently. Number two, minimum of three different networks. Number three, if you do find that you're not enjoying one of these particular networks for whatever reason, drop it and find something new. Just replace it. Don't give up on the spoke itself, which is, again, live networking. Find things you enjoy so that you'll be sure to go to 100% of the meetings. I use the example of the French Bulldog Meetup Club in California. And it's this crazy little thing that we do, and people who own French Bulldogs like we do go to a dog park. It's an organized thing, and it's like every other Sunday, you'll have 100 French Bulldogs. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life. At least ours look like little cows. They're black and white. They're crazy little dogs. And they go and they show up and they play, and the owners network with each other. It's crazy, but really fun. Now, that works for us because we're really into our dogs, okay? Now, one of my spokes also would be maybe a photography club, and maybe I try that out, but maybe there's just too much hassle involved. I'm not really feeling it. Maybe I don't like a few of the people. If I get that feeling, I got to drop that spoke and replace it immediately with something else. I know for me, the French Bulldog thing works. Maybe I'll try out something else. So remember, rule number three, if you're not digging it, get rid of it and replace it. So don't ditch the spoke, the idea. You're just ditching that particular organization and replacing it with something that does work. And you may need to try out a few things. Number four, realize that this is prospecting and talk about real estate. Okay? Talk about real estate. Okay, so you're going to talk about real estate. Again, realize this is prospecting and talk about real estate. Don't be a secret agent. Always attend these events with something of value, okay? Know your market stats. Know what's going on. Know about the new listings. Know about what's selling. Number five, set a goal of meeting everyone in the organization. Again, these are rules of working this spoke. Set a goal of meeting everyone in the organization, not just a small group of people that you're comfortable with. Take 10 business cards every time you go and make sure you get 10 in return. Now, occasionally it's not appropriate to do the business card thing, but you're going to at least make sure you shake hands, you know people by name. You're getting to know everybody in that organization, not just people that you hit it off with on the first day. This is prospecting, okay? Some of you are extremely good at this. Some of you prefer to prospect in person. It does take a little bit longer, but, you know, if you're somebody that's really, really good in person and you know this because you're already getting lots of referrals this way, you, especially if that's who you are, you need to add three or four, maybe for you, if you're super socially, adept and this is your thing, it would not be unusual to have five or six different organizations that you're working in person. I don't want you to have any weird hang-ups that it's not a bunch of phone calls. This is prospecting too, guys. And if this hasn't been your thing and you're just, you know, maybe you're a driver and you don't have time and you're all, you know, this isn't for me, I have to remind you, impatient driver types, when other agents get listings away from you, it is always because of this, you know, personal networking that they do. So you have to get over your trepidation, whatever your hang-ups are, and get good at it. It's not that hard. Remember in previous calls we talked about Ford, talk about family, occupation, recreation, and dreams when you're at these meetings. Well, that makes it easy, okay? So how do you find the right group? What do you do, okay? I'm going to give you five online examples. Before we get to those, just write down, look it up in my newspaper. Every weekend, there's a section in all of your newspapers that is literally called meetings or club meetings or organizational meetings. You have to find that in your newspaper and look it up. What's meeting? There's all kinds of different things, okay? So that's the most free one you can do. Find it in your newspaper. Easy to do. You all have newspapers. But I'm going to give you some five online ways to do this. Number one, and my favorite, is BNI, which stands for Business Networking International. That's BNI.com. Easy enough. Lots of our students get lots of business from BNI, but I can tell you they do it, the ones that are getting business, because there's a lot of you guys are in it, but not all of you are getting business from it. The students that we have who are having the most success in BNI go every week. They go to every meeting. They go with something of value, and they work it, okay? And I'm going to give you an example after we do these five websites of one of my graduate students, what he's done with that. Number two, there's another one, very similar, called letip.com, L-E-T-I-P.com. Number three, there's one called Young Entrepreneurs Organization, YEO.org, YEO.org. Number four, there's one called Entrepreneurs Organization, and I think that number three and four are related somehow. You'll have to do your own research on that. EONetwork.org, Entrepreneurs Organization, EONetwork.org. And then number five is one of my other favorites. This will, I mean, you could set this up today if you use this one. Meetup.com. I don't know if you've ever messed around with that, but it's pretty cool. Meetup, M-E-E-T-U-P.com. And Ineke and Ralph over in Belgium, you'll have to let me know whether you guys have any meetup.com listings over there. I'm not sure if it works in Europe or not, but it's a pretty vast network. Meetup.com. I actually played with this last night before I made this an example for you. What you do is you go to meetup.com, and you guys can do this right now if you know how to do that without shutting yourself off of the webinar. Open a new browser and type in meetup.com. It asks you for your zip code. So you type in your zip code. You can be as specific or non-specific. I like to be non-specific and just use my zip code. It'll show me all of the meetings then. Okay, so meetup.com. You're going to type in that zip code, and it shows you all the meetings. Now, I did this for Nevada, for Las Vegas, and I did it for where we live in Orange County, California, and I also did it for our old market in Columbus. And, of course, there's a huge variety of things that comes up. One of the first things that pops up in Orange County was that French Bulldog meetup thing that I told you guys about. But there's all kinds of things. There's yoga classes. There's French classes. There's, you know, how to surf. And then, of course, there's the business end of things. There's like a Women in Business Network. All kinds of things. So choose five things to try out, okay? And then you're going to commit to at least three. Ideally, it's going to be more than that. But that's how you find out what you might be interested in. Now, you need to have probably two that are very business network-oriented, like BNI groups, like Young Entrepreneurs Organization, very focused on business. And then you need to have two or three that are more personal interests, okay? Don't feel like it's got to be 100% business. So if I was selling real estate full-time, I, of course, am a licensed broker and salesperson in several different states because I think that you have to be a coach. I mean, that's minimum criteria. You'd be surprised how many people aren't. So I keep it going, and I do family and friends deals. But if I was doing that full-time, I would have probably my – I would do something with a gardening club. I would keep the French Bulldog thing going. I would do women in business. I would do BNI for sure. And then in one of the towns that we live in, there's something that's Napoleon – it's like a Napoleon Hill club, you know, for Think and Grow Rich, the book that we all know and love. So choose some variety here, guys. The idea is you're choosing something that you're going to be very consistent at, that you're going to continuously attend. So again, those websites, bni.com, letip.com, yeo.org, eonetwork.org, and meetup.com. Okay? By the way, one of the things you should be looking for is investors, real estate investor clubs, especially those of you who do lots of short sales and REOs. Real estate investor clubs, look for that specifically. That's something that you can be attending, bring something of value to. Maybe your deal with them is you provide them all of the new short sale listings that come up, or REOs, foreclosure list. That one, some of our REO students have worked really hard, and they now have a network of buyers for their REO listings when they come available. Something to think about, okay? Now, I'm going to give you three examples of how this has worked for our students. First one is from Gina, one of my graduate students up in Vermont. Gina and I put together, as part of her graduate coaching, what we did is we put together a little program that she does for, she's very, very involved with her church. And basically the deal was she sings in the choir, very involved. This is one of her major social events, and she knows everybody in the choir. So what she's done is if they buy or sell with her, a portion of her commission is donated back to the church. And we've talked about how, you know, that person, let's say I'm her buyer, I'm her friend through choir, maybe I want to direct that to the new nursery that's being built. Something, you know, I can direct those funds. But I know that if I do a transaction with Gina, she's going to donate back to the church that we're both interested in. Okay? So for her, it was very simple. How did she work that? She developed some flyers to let them know that she was doing this special program. I've had a lot of students who have done variations of this. A lot of you have church newsletters. Okay? Very common objection to working your church friends is, I don't want to seem like I'm making money off the congregation. Well, when you donate back to the church, it's okay. That's when you get all of the leads coming in, okay? So, next example, Tim and I did this. We had a big program that we did. We did this for an entire year. Any ads we did, any online stuff we did, it was our Buy or Sell With Me, Adopt a Pet for Free program. We did this along with our local area Humane Society. We advertised, you know, pictures of puppies and kittens and things, and the deal was that if you buy or sell with us, we'll pay for the adoption fee if you want to adopt a Humane Society pet. And I tell you what, guys, I was shocked and amazed how many calls, which, like, for those of you who know the personality styles, every amiable person in Columbus called us, okay? We had one crazy person call thinking that the clip art that we used, we had this it was like a fuzzy gray cat that we had in an ad, just a clip art generic cat, right? She thought we had kidnapped her cat. So other than that one crazy call where she said that you kidnapped Fluffy or whatever it was, you know, obviously we dealt with that to make sure that she knew we were not holding her cat hostage. Other than her, we had lots of transactions from that. A lot of first-time buyers that their motivation was to have a backyard so they could get a dog. It was great, okay? So we did that for a year. Buy or sell with me, adopt a pet for free. The cool thing about that was our local area Humane Society did a press release for us. They interviewed us on a radio show. They did their own thing because obviously they want to have more of their, you know, all the dogs and cats adopted, okay? Next example, Lance and Karen Kenmore up in Washington State. Through their BNI group, and again, that's one of our recommendations, BNI.com, BusinessNetworkInternational.com. Through their BNI group, they met someone who owns a winery. They're in wine country up there. They did their Christmas gifts to their past clients, and I think they did like 35 of these or so. They partnered with the winery. They private labeled some wine, and they gave that as a gift for their past clients. Now, that's what BNI is all about. Lance and Karen went to that winery through BNI. They gave them business. That winery is going to give them business back and also got the winery's name out to the clients. Okay, everything in real estate is only three or four people away. I don't know if you guys have ever realized that, but your past clients know two or three other agents, and they're going to do business with whoever, you know, does business with them, whoever remembers them. And what could be better than giving them a nice, you know, little gift to remind them of you, okay? Let's see. I have mentioned working with the Red Cross before. So there's lots of different things that you can implement here. The idea, again, is to follow the rules of engagement on these spokes. Do it consistently. Don't just show up to one BNI group, decide that you didn't like the speaker that day, and then not show up again. Okay? Remember, you're going to choose at least three networks. I would recommend four or five is going to be best. And then we're going to apply something that you learned in a previously recorded class about working past clients and centers of influence, and that is to put this on your past client center of influence calendar. We talked about having center of influence events calendar. This is posted on your wall. If BNI meets every Tuesday morning, you're going to actually put it on your calendar. You're going to put it into a producer. You're going to schedule it in. It's on your Outlook, whatever you're using, and it pops up as a reminder. That way, there's no way you miss it. If you know that your photography club meets every other Saturday morning, you're going to put it on your calendar. You've got to have your calendar at minimum of one of these types of social live, not just online, live social events, one per week, no matter what. You can also, just to remind you guys, that one of the other projects you're working on is having lunch or breakfast with one of your past clients weekly. That counts as a center of influence event. Remembering to use the rule, don't be a secret agent, you're going to talk about real estate, okay? So that should give you some things to chew on. Again, our goal here is to get you out physically, eyeball to eyeball, with people. When you can do this consistently, let's look at it this way. If you had three events of one sort or another set up per week, you have one on a weekday, then you add a past client lunch, and you have something on the weekend. Maybe it's an adult soccer team. You know, what are you guys into? Do something that is going to be exciting enough that you want to show up week after week. When you do that every week, I mean, how many referrals do you think you would get? Think about where your referrals come from now. Some of you guys get decent referral business, and you've never actually made an effort to. Imagine if you would make the effort, right? So I want you guys to send me some things that you're involved in over the webinar so we can share that with some of the other students. I'm going to hit my question refresh button. BNI, from Penny, BNI only allows one person of any particular occupation. There's already a realtor in each BNI group here. However, I could join through Send Out Cards. Ah, Send Out Cards. That is a great thing. All of you guys should be using sendoutcards.com because I use this system for appreciating marketing. Penny, I'm so glad you use Send Out Cards. We love them. And they do a great job. Gina, that I mentioned up in Vermont, she's very involved with them as well. And Penny, thank you also for telling me I didn't cut out. My headset was sounding funny to me. Now we're talking about live social networking. Excellent. Okay, how do you find the clubs? You go to meetup.com or you use your newspaper. Open houses. Penny, you and I probably should do a call about open houses. Okay. Lots of people saying hello and good morning. Thank you. From all kinds of different places. Again, send me some things that you guys are doing. And I have, maybe I didn't do a good job at the top of the call. What we're talking about is face-to-face, person-to-person, actually out there in your market. This is, I should call it offline networking. Although you find what you're going to online, that's probably what confused some of you guys. Okay, so you're going to use things like meetup.com to find out what's meeting. That's kind of like a posting board where people say, hey, we're getting together this Saturday to do whatever. You're going to find that based on where you live. You can also make that even more specific. You can say, I'm looking in my area code 89123 in Nevada, and I'm looking specifically for an investor club. You can type that in and search and see what's in there. Okay, so here's your homework. Use those five websites that I mentioned and sign yourselves up for 3 to 5 new things that you've never done before. Find out when they meet, where they meet, and make some commitments. You might need to switch one or two of them around, try out a couple of different things. But by February, let's see, where should we put the deadline? By February 15th, decide what are your groups going to be for this year. You can always change it later if you have to, but commit to 3 to 5 of these in-person spokes. Commit to them by February 15th. Get your social networking calendar on the wall. And again, if you've never done this kind of thing before, maybe the way to get your feet wet is to start taking some past clients out to coffee. Okay. There's all kinds of cool things. One of the things I used to do when we lived in New Albany, Ohio, when we were selling in that golf course community, is every Friday the New Albany Women's Network had this thing where on every Friday morning at Starbucks, they invited anybody new who moved into the community. It was like a New Albany, you know, networking club every Friday morning. That's easy. You just show up Friday morning at Starbucks between 9 and 10 and you meet new people. How cool would that be? And curiously, most of the time, I was the only realtor who went there. Okay, so there's many different things you can do. Make the commitment that you're going to do it consistently. If any of you guys have any questions or need suggestions of what to do, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. You and I will have a 10-minute call. We'll go to some of these things together, and we'll get you set up. If you need a kick in the pants to make you do it, I'm all about that. So go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com if you need that, and you know what your homework is. For those of you who had more specific questions that I couldn't get to, again, go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and I'm more than happy to help you out with that. We'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful week.